This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Even though God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, that we are created for companionship, have you ever been lonely in a crowd? When was the last time that you recognized that someone seated or standing next to you was lonely? After my father's death, when I visited his gravesite, I held my mother's hand. It had been years since his passing. By that time, she had remarried. But somehow the memories never fade. What you're about to hear is difficult to deliver, and perhaps more difficult to receive, because it's not so much for the mother or father who has lost that lifelong mate. It's for those of us who need to observe and love and invade the lives of those experiencing the waves of emotion that make it so very hard not to remember. Listen with discernment and respond with comfort to those who need it the most. In an article entitled "What It's Like to Be Your Widow," a woman who experienced the extreme loneliness of loss and yet the all-embracing love of Jesus asked this question: what is it like to be your widow? With difficulty, in honesty, she replied, "It's being devastated by the seemingly simple act of discarding your toothbrush. It's sorting through your clothing, wrapping your empty sport coat around me and sobbing into its sleeves. It's realizing too late the pettiness of complaining about shoes left in the living room at night, wishing we'd talked more, regretting that I had not been more tender and weeping because there's no opportunity to relive it over again. It's returning to familiar or favorite places, that first time without you and feeling alone. It's missing the lingering smell of your shaving lotion after a goodbye kiss. It's struggling to keep my composure when eating at a restaurant and ordering breakfast for one and sitting by myself in church and at weddings and being especially touched when the preacher says, 'Till death do us part.' It's you not being there. And it's wondering if you know how very much you're loved and missed. But it's also knowing that even if you could come back, you would not. Not after being with the Lord Jesus Christ. Nor could I ever ask you to trade the company of the altogether lovely one for that of a very imperfect wife. But oh, how I do miss you." When a grieving Cain cried out in Genesis 4 and verse 13, "My punishment, my loneliness is more than I can bear," he spoke for millions since whose sorrow, though not as others who have no hope. Sometimes widowed moms and grieving dads need to hear three simple, comforting words: "I love you." They need to know that we remember, that they remember. Flowers are nice at the funeral, but they're even better today. So make every moment count with the people you love.